this on. Hi, Wicket. Hello, 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 hello.
Get hello. Roger's recording. Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger. Phil.
Phil 2.
Phil 2. I don't know where he's at. Great Plains. He's. Yeah, I know.
Hi, dudes.
Hey. This is Orange 17 on Couch and Six.
Hi, this is Rudy from Orange 17. Thanks for listening to Q98.
All right, we sent that with the wood in here, huh?
Oh, wait.
It's nice to get rid of that hum.
That buzzing noise.
Mood.
Hum. Bzzz.
Let me know when you're ready.
Dan.
We're ready? I don't know. I need a cigarette then.
Who's talking in that one?
I should have
gotten
one.
I don't. Is
this?
Be,
is this?
That'll be guest
Hi. And Phil. Two. Phil.
Phil
two.
Phil Hunt. Hunt.
Phil. Yes.
Hunt.
Right. We call him Phil two.
Phil Mike Hunt. I'm Hunt.
Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt couldn't make it tonight, but his brother Phil will be here.
And his brother Harry is coming too.
Connie Lingus will be here later too.
I can't see the board.
All right. Don't anyone hit that.
Two.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Really got some mighty fine beer.
Is
make sure you get them on the air.
Oh, okay. Is Techno Bowl playing this Friday? Is it Thursday?
Thursday and Monday. All day tomorrow and all day. No.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
All day?
All day, Sunday. Completely uncut?
Completely uncut.
Wow.
The whole thing.
Wow.
Can you say Transiteria? If you get a chance.
He wants to, I told him today that he should book you, his next big all-nighter is in April. I told him he should probably organize that with you as soon as possible. He wants to do that one live.
That's cool. I actually emailed him yesterday.
KM.
That's 10.
What is it, blue?
Tomorrow. It's really cool.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good. All day tomorrow. Okay. Well. Ooh. Oh. You should play during the day so we can listen to it at work. Okay. Hey, it's Mike Cunt's brother, Phil. Sure. Do I get my headphones again? Are we doing it without headphones tonight? Oh. Oh, Jared's way. Remember last week they promised us that Jim said, yeah, next week we'll have better seats in here for you and we'll have another one of these mics. I won an Oreo yo-yo with my Oreos.
Wow.
Where should I
Isn't that cool?
So do you have to send in your Oreo?
Yeah, you have to put the Oreo.
Anywhere,
it says, put the Oreo in a plastic bag, put it in an envelope, and then send it to us. It's going to get crushed.
Hey, this is for Emil and all my commie friends out there.
But I think you could probably send them any Oreo
on the internet,
and
so
say that you won the toy.
This is JP, by the way.
It's going to get crushed. Just send them one every day.
Mate.
Send me all my yo-yos.
Go have a Guinness for me, dude.
Hey, Phil, why don't you scoot in?
Scoot in?
Or something. And Sean and Denise and everybody.
Hey, good to see you.
Thanks.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Do ba do ba dee doo. Ah! Cause loving Phil too. It's easier than something else.
Is this on?
Hello? Check, 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 Czechoslovakia.
Are we on air right now?
It's Brian.
Okay.
Hey, Brian. How you doing? Thank you. I put it on especially for you today. Also, I have no clean clothes.
Did Mike Bozeski design that shirt?
I did.
You did. That was before Mike...
This is the cool one with the cut line. And they were all like, Ah, we don't want that. So I made one, and I destroyed the screen, and then the rest of them are just the oval with
that. I think that's probably cooler than the...
Yeah, well, Mike wasn't too bright then. Oh, we're on right now? Banter.
Yeah.
Is this on?
This is the stuff
Hi,
that
Wicket.
Nobody likes to hear.
There's someone in London listening, and El Paso, and...
So the boss took me out to Smokey's tonight.
Really? The boss?
My real boss. My work boss.
Oh, not the big guy. Not, what's his name?
Huh?
What's the boss's name?
Bruce Springsteen? What boss?
The big guy.
The big guy?
The big Great Plains guy.
Oh, you're not supposed to say the name of companies on the air, aren't you?
That's We're not special. On the air, we're on the internet.
Well, I know. We're on the internet then.
Cock, cunt,
yeah,
shit, kill.
His name would be Doug, but no.
You want.
But no, he didn't.
Bergum. Yeah. Tonight we'll be telling all 100 Orange 17 jokes I know. Somebody please tell me what rhymes with orange.
It's nine.
So we're really on the air now. Oh, okay. Wicket.
Yeah, we got to make it kind of
interesting. Wicket, are you on top of the computer, Wicket? Get off of there. We're online. Jared Zerita stepped off the set of Brady Bunch 3, which is being filmed in Fargo right now. The Coen brothers are doing that.
Okay.
There you go.
So what is the pre-show going to have?
What is the pre-show? I don't know.
This is the pre-show portion of the show.
What should we talk about? What's new on... I suppose we should plug everyone, huh?
Yeah. Didn't we get enough of that last week?
Well, we'll do it better this week.
All right, Ryan. Get ready. Get ready to write down all the plugs.
Right. I don't know if Ryan's listening.
He's not?
I don't think so. He's not on the little list back there, unless he's on a different computer.
Well, he might be. He might be working on graphic design at St. Cloud State.
That could be.
Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
So what were we going to talk about? Plugs?
Plugs.
Okay. This is off Broadway.
Off Main.
Off Main. Courtesy CoachIn6.com. Courtesy Yachtzine.com. Courtesy SuperAsbestos.com.
And we put the dot in dot com.
That's right. I got an interesting story.
Okay.
Did Mike tell you that somebody wrote into his zine to complain?
Really?
Ready, Set, Aesthetic. Somebody wrote in to complain about a review that I wrote.
Really? Which one?
An artist. I don't know. An artist named Three.
Uh-huh.
And I said she tried to sound British and American at the same time, but ended up just sounding dull.
Uh-oh.
And
that doesn't fit in with Mike's reviews, does it?
Yeah.
Because he likes everything.
So she wrote in and called me racist for calling her British.
Coachin' Six is brought to you by the Nazi Party tonight.
This lady, this artist.
This foreigner.
Who
it's a damn foreigner.
I gave
thing.
What I thought was a fair review, and now I'm trash talking.
Katie will never talk to me.
Now that we're trash talking artists on the internet, I wrote a review, and Mike got his first actual complaint for his zine. Mike, do you know he's got his own zine in Madison, Wisconsin now? And
you can order it at www.yachtzine.com at the Yachtzine store.
Tentatively.
No, that's one of the things
it's
for sale now.
You can actually order?
You can actually order that.
Okay. So
that's the only thing you can order.
Are we horning in on InSounds territory?
Mm-hmm. InSounds going down.
Horning.
Doug Horning. Who's Doug Horning?
Doug Henning.
Doug
Henning? Dead.
Yeah. Me and Matt played NHL 2K on Dreamcast tonight. Not
very that
good.
Good.
No, not very good.
I just want to get...
Graphics are good.
Graphics are good.
The game, not good. Impossible to score.
I was going to bring your hockey game that I have tonight. You sold your PlayStation?
No, I've got a new hockey game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he said it's old.
I thought it's so old.
He talks so fast. It's old. It's from down south. It's so old.
I beat Dukes of Hazzard last night for PlayStation. It's just, that's not a very big accomplishment because it's really easy. That's what I did last night. Is I stayed up too late playing.
I stayed up watching Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
Never seen it before.
Cowboy movie.
Yep.
That one.
Yep.
Okay.
It's good.
So the that's got, does that have Clint Eastwood?
It's got Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Yes.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah. It was good.
I Gene saw Hackman. The last Clint Eastwood movie I saw was Pale Rider, I think.
Oh.
Which was 1984, 85.
You haven't seen any Clint Eastwood movies made after that?
Well, probably not. No, I saw that one with the, where he plays a kidnapper.
Firefox? Or he steals the jet?
No. No, I saw the one where he has that little kid with him the whole movie. He's like a... Yeah, the tearjerker.
The girls have verified it's
Perfect
a tearjerker.
World? It was a good movie.
Clint Eastwood's in that? Perfect World? That's Kevin Costner.
Oh.
Oh, you guys. Oh.
No, Kevin Costner wasn't in it. Clint Eastwood was in it. Wasn't he?
A Perfect World? Clint, no.
Clint
Kevin Costner.
No.
I don't
Maybe
think
Kevin
so.
Costner.
I think Kevin Costner
directed.
Probably directed it.
I don't think Kevin Costner was in it, was he?
Yes.
That was
guy.
Clint Eastwood.
Someone go to Take Two and rent it.
Oh, shit. I just said I liked the Kevin Costner movie. Okay.
A second ago, you swore Clint Eastwood was in it. Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, Clint Eastwood cowboy movies are always good. I don't have anything else to say. That's all I can to talk about is...
Clint Eastwood talk tonight on Couch and Six. We're taking callers now. If anyone can tell us who directed A Perfect
callers.
World, please call us at
couchandsix.com. We should take callers. Do you want to give out the number of the studio on here? Yeah. Well,
yeah,
there's probably like four people listening.
Yeah, and one's in London and El Paso. They're not going to call. Brian's already trying to figure out where a payphone is so he can go call. Oh, cell phone.
If you want to call here, you can call 298-0872 at Super Asbestos Studios. Or Diesel Lab. That's the running joke for Super Asbestos.
Super Asbestos.
I think you should make like a, maybe on April Fool's Day or some like holiday, there should be a Super Asbestos website. Maybe Jim should buy the Super Asbestos domain name. That would be great, because then you could actually go to superasbestos.com. You think so?
Super Asbestos?
It's being bought as we speak.
Ryan's buying it.
But, yeah. What's the number?
298-0872.
So if you really want to talk to us on the air, you wouldn't be able to hear your voice unless we held the phone.
Do we have any like little background music? Without lyrics?
Oh, okay.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I myself haven't been too fond of this background music thing.
Well, pick some different background music.
No, it's not the background music choice. It's just the fact that there is background music.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not
It helps when we're not talking.
Well, I don't know if it helps. But the first time around, it got really boring hearing, like, a word here and there, and then listening to about 5 minutes of music.
We talk.
We don't shut up.
Fargo scene talk.
Are we gonna talk to the orange band?
God, I hope not.
Orange 17.
They're gonna hit me or something.
Are they gonna cover? Ryan wanted us to request this song.
Yeah, we'll request it later.
Okay.
I already requested Swinefucker, if that's even what it's called.
Is that what it's called?
I want to.
That's my
if
favorite.
If I knew the name of the song, I'd request
the
song.
That's my favorite Orange 17 song. Oh, I'm serious. I don't know. Maybe I don't like it anymore.
It's about what it feels to hurt inside.
Oh.
Where's that? That's what that immediately came to mind.
I found out today from Jade that there's still hundreds of Moobob CDs left.
There is, because I don't have one.
That's and there's 100 of the double 7-inch still left.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's probably worth $8 now.
That's probably the most sold-out Fargo 7-inch there is.
Probably.
I don't know. How many were there made? Like 500?
Mm,
really? Yeah, that's true. Standard's the king.
That's only because we had a DIY release show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you sell a lot?
DIY.
Yeah, like
100.
The Trans Ams, Bill and Aaron, I said this last week, but Bill and Aaron were telling us that we sold a whole bunch, and then when we saw your guys' inventory, It's like countless 7-inch.
Well, Bill and Aaron can only count to 20, so a whole bunch doesn't mean
they
much.
Said, like, oh, I don't think there's very many left. So, of course, we believe them. Letter. 10, 15 to 9.
5 to 10.
5 to 10. 10 o'clock is Orange 17.
T-5 minutes.
I've been hounding them the whole time. We could do a interview with Terry Silver.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. It's top secret. when I unleash it on the world, I don't know what's going on with that.
All right. Good.
I'm growing my fingernails out for you.
I hate this.
You like that?
It looks like you've been working in a garage.
Yep. That's what I do during the day.
You get dirty around the sun.
Yeah, servicing computers is tough. They're kind of oily. And put it up on
the
ramp.
Typing and stuff.
Drain the oil. Refill the oil.
Katie looks exhausted now.
Katie's wishing, why did I ride with Phil?
Hey, there's an empty chair right there. You could bring it in here. Sit down. There's a chair right there, Katie. You could bring it in. Anyway. It doesn't seem like we have as much to talk about this week.
No, we don't.
Plug
something.
Well, I could.
There's a couple new interviews up on Yahtzee.
There's a couple new. Well, there's one. Oh. There's three new interviews if you count like in the last week and a half.
Yeah.
I just made some progress with the Dwarves interview today, so that should be up next week.
What?
The other
I'm
interviews.
Not sure
oh
what they
well,
are.
We've got Shanana is up. We got Low Straight Jackets, and we got
A-Set,
which I brought CDs to exchange with Jim to get my A-Set CD that he has back.
And Jim isn't nice. Here.
I forgot that he told me he was going to be here. Next, this weekend is the Zine Fresh Cow Pie is going to have their new issue with a CD that comes with it.
When is that party?
Trans Ams are going to be
on this weekend?
That. Yeah, that's this weekend.
Are you going?
Yeah, there's a secret party for it.
Well, it's still secret. There's only six people listening to this.
Well,
one's in El Paso and one's in London.
Weekend,
I don't think
like
they're coming.
Friday or it's either Friday or Saturday, which would be this weekend.
If the El Paso guy comes up here, he gets in free.
What?
Girl, sorry.
There's a girl in El Paso listening?
I guess. Well, on the internet, you can pretend to be a girl, though, so who knows?
Oh.
Could be a guy.
Well, anyway, yeah, a secret party is this weekend in Grand Forks. Somewhere in Grand Forks. You could drive around all night and, like, pull people over and say, you hear any parties tonight? And maybe you'll find out where it is.
Or you could just listen for June.
Woo!
Pa-ching-ting!
You could do that. But anyway, this is a lot of good stuff.
We're the Howard Stern of internet radio. What? Matt, take off your top. Hey, Matt, show us your tits.
I just had to throw in a laugh in there because we got the.
This is pretty funny.
Some bad pauses in here.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have the gift of witty banter tonight.
We've got the. That's because it's so quiet. Last week there was more going on.
There was.
There was an air of excitement in the air.
And I forgot.
An air of excitement in the air.
I forgot to bring a grocery bag full of Miller High Life.
Oh.
Which.
Well, that puts a damper on things.
Yeah. That's what I had last time.
You know, it's because J-Sauce is in here.
J-Sauce is in here.
He's like hyperactive.
He filled in all the empty spaces.
There's three of them right here. Take your pick.
You got three ladies.
The three ladies will be opening tonight for Orange 17. They do a little a cappella. They cover the Blenders and Three Minute Hero.
Yay! Three Minute Hero have a new website. We could plug that.
Let's,
I don't know if it's
we won't do that.
I saw it not too long ago. Though.
Is it as good as the Super Asbestos site?
It's about I don't know. I don't know if it's quite that good. Crap barf?
Crap barf. Crap barf. Oh.
Why are you crap barf playing? When?
Oh.
Crap barf is playing on the internet?
What's going on?
I don't know. Crap barf should play live on the internet.
I think crap barf's coming back to.
Huh?
I heard they're playing sometime soon.
I haven't heard anything.
No, Derek sent me a letter. He said something about being in town. They're going to play.
Well, Lon's going to be up in May, and...
Is he in Crab Barf?
No, but, speaking of band people coming to town...
How long is he going to be here?
He'll be here for 4 or 5 days or so.
Ah, Frank Black's maybe coming to town. He used to be a guy at Silo, I think.
Frank Black did?
Uh-huh.
Well, what band did, what band did the Murder City Devils use?
Well, it at least weighs more than him.
March is, or April's going to be a big month for shows.
Really?
Yeah. Because, well, at the end of March, Murder City Devils are playing at Kirby's. And in April, Frank Black, A-Set.
Frank Black's Thursday.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay, Frank Black.
Phil, too, isn't Y2K compliant.
But then there's the Melvins, and then A-Set. Murder City Devils and Fireballs of Freedom. And there's a couple other shows I've heard of that haven't been confirmed yet. But they're cool ones. I shouldn't talk about it, though.
With the
ratings are going up.
Ratings are going up. You know, if the Melvins playing Kirby's, that place is going to crumble. It's going to fall apart.
All the low end?
Yeah. G-Love will be playing in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, then G-Love is playing, too, at Kirby's. Kirby's is the corner that rocks.
The corner that rocks. You can probably find all this out on RageWire, huh?
Yeah. Well, and also you can read their great venue reviews.
What's that? Have you seen that Bud
People,
guy thing?
If you love to shoot pool and play darts, this is the place to go. If you love to shoot pool and play darts, go to any bar in Fargo-Moorhead. That's the place to go.
Oh, show's over.
Tara's writing a paper. Tara Malik is in the house, writing a paper.
Hey, Tara.
So anyway,
four girls.
What were we talking about?
Shows, I think.
Shows.
Melvin's.
RageWire.
From RageWire.
This is something I can talk about.
Okay.
Making fun of RageWire.
Let's go.
Okay, well, let's start making fun of RageWire.
Okay.
Well, I already said that if you love to shoot pool and play darts.
And if you need to know where free pizza is on any given night.
Yeah, that's the place to check out.
Yep.
I guess.
Or free drinks, pretzels.
If you love to drink, shoot pool, and play darts, go to any of the bars in Fargo-Moorhead. I've just written all of RageWire's content in one sentence.
That'll be RageWire.com.
But anyway.
They have pictures of Sons of Poseidon on there now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they're getting
naked? Nope. There's also a picture of the Sons of Poseidon Booster Club or something.
Sons of Poseidon Booster Club?
Yeah.
That
they weren't naked either.
That doesn't sound very you know.
Dynamic. No, but they're trying to get
a booster club.
It's the Sons of Poseidon Booster Club are also trying to get a hockey multi-use arena built in Fargo.
The Sons of Poseidon Booster Club.
Yes, much like the Bison Boosters are.
Poseidon
yeah.
Slash.
Right. Well, they think they need a good venue for Sons of Poseidon to play in.
Oh, okay. So they think a hockey arena would be the
right. Plus, they kind of have some hockey jerseys for the band. I think.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen them when
uh-huh.
I saw when they, I went to see Jupiter Lander. I think I saw a few people.
Mars Landing.
Mars Landing. When I went to see them at the Bowler, which it's too bad that the Bowler. Is the Bowler because it, you know, would kind of be kind of a cool little place to play.
Ooh, speaking of the Bowler, the All Star,
yeah,
had that Techno Bowl there. What, 2 weeks ago? A week ago?
How'd that go?
Well, it went good, but the Red River Rising guys got a bill yesterday for $350 for damages.
Damages?
There was 2 broken bowling balls.
Oh my god!
There were stolen shoes. Writing in the bathrooms. Someone was tagging the bathroom.
So those ravers are just
those ravers are out of control. I swear I looked at everyone's feet as they left the place. No one was wearing shoes.
Really?
Bowling shoes.
I don't. Do we want to make
but,
any?
You know those big baggy pants they wear. They could probably put a whole. They could hide bowling balls in there.
Oh yeah. Broken bowling balls? What the
Two.
Hell? Do you,
I don't know.
How the hell do you break a bowling ball? I've done some pretty heavy duty. Things to get a bowling ball. Well, I've tossed some bowling balls on concrete in my day,
and they don't break.
Nothing happens.
No.
You know, I've never thrown one off the top of the building, but I doubt anybody did.
They probably didn't do that either.
At the Techno Bowl.
No.
So $350 extra dollars. That's
right.
Because yeah. I bet you it probably did.
Well, they made $200, so now they're in the hole $150.
That sucks.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
I suppose if they shoved really a pacifier easy. Far enough in one of those finger holes, they'd probably crack it.
Probably. Get enough pressure going in there. 5 minutes?
We got
5 minutes to bore you until Orange 17 starts. Maybe we can let Orange 17 play, and maybe then we could talk to them and ask
yeah.
them stupid questions.
Well, without Jim here hogging the whole show,
yeah.
we'll probably be able to control it a little better.
Yeah, we want to thank my mom, dad, and... I want to thank...
Zespy@yahoo.com.
And thank Brian Ebenslog for his sweater.
His pretty, pretty sweater.
And thank Jared for turning the knobs while I'm gone. Hey, Slowpoke CD is on the counter. What do you think of Slowpoke, Phil?
No idea.
I try not to think of them.
What are they?
Oh, they're, you know, they're a band.
Oh. Should I know about them?
They always, I don't mean to, like...
Not do it.
You know, sound really mean or anything, but they always look so damn dirty. they always... I mean, I don't know. Brian says I say what we all think. But, you know, they could probably use a little
a bath?
Soap or something, yeah. I'm not saying that they have poor hygiene. I'm just saying that they look that way, you know. Well, I don't get hippies or anything like that. Well, I think they would probably, you know, concede to that. They would probably accept that label, wouldn't they? I don't know. Maybe I'm starting a feud. I'm going to start a Yahtzee. A Yahtzee hippie feud.
Hippies don't use computers.
I don't know. I'm sure they're a very talented band and all, I'm guessing. But
what do they sound like?
I've never... This is going to sound even worse because I've never listened to them that carefully. I've heard them playing in the background or something. Yeah. That's about as far into them that I've gone.
I listened to the Moobob CD today and was incredibly surprised at how much Slippy McGee really did sound like R.E.M.
Yeah, they did some.
Yeah, I thought I put an R.E.M. CD in.
You mean...
How the hell did Jade get R.E.M. on that CD?
You weren't aware of that when you first heard
it? Well, I knew, but... Shocking.
Because I knew right away, like, when I heard it. When I was 12 or 13 or something.
13. So you're 18 now?
No. Oh. It was like 92 when that
92.
Came out. 91 or 92?
92.
So that would have been, I would have been 16 at that time.
Mm-hmm. Actually, those tracks will all be on Yahtzee in the MP3 gallery.
Hmm?
I MP3'd them all.
You did, huh?
Yep.
Lucky us.
Yep.
Now you can download Slippy
you
McGee.
You can download
and
Slippy McGee.
How much they sound like R.E.M. R.E.M. could download them and sue them for copyright infringement or something.
Is
Justin Tseng of www.yahtzee.com/dart, Dart Records. I just did an update to Dart Records not too long ago.
Really? Mm-hmm. I noticed Chicken X and Emo Pussy's got a lot of hits last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do Emo Pussies get a lot of hits?
It's only one page, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's good that Chicken X got a lot of hits. I probably didn't.
It's probably all you.
Yeah. No, I don't check it very much.
Didn't you update it last week, though?
Well, I updated it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. It was your mom.
It's been a while since I've updated. My mom probably doesn't even know it exists. I don't think she does. I think she knows I make web pages. My parents don't even know what the internet is. Sounds like things got louder and the drum signal went. That must mean that Orange 17 is going to play.
We're nearing Orange 17 hour.
Orange 17 and counting. Orange 17, 16, 15, 14.
This isn't going to work, but you think it'll work? 13,
12,
11,
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1. Swine fucker.
I think it did kind of work.
Hello, internet world. Somebody asked in that.
tricking me. Got tricking me. Internet. Sexy internet.
Wait, you can listen to a drummer repair his drum set.
What's up? Hello?
On? Yeah. What? Hey, hello.
You can do commentary on the show as they play.
Apparently, wait, are you sure this is on? I don't think this is
on. It's
on.
Oh.
It's
not on.
Oh. It's on. I think we're alone now. I think we're alone now.
Okay.
Tiffany. Tiffany. Are we experiencing difficulties?
I think you've got some snare.
Oh, of course. Some snare problems. Drummers are a problem. Drum machines. Oh, no offense. To you. I guess they're on. I don't know. Yes, we can. Orange 17-1, Zimbabwe 0.
Are they still screwing around? Are they still screwing around? Are they going to play or what?
17 is always screwing around.
What are we paying them for, anyway?
We can talk about how bad this sucks. And they don't even know.
This is all bad.
I thought that was just.
I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted.
Kevin Costner.
Dead or alive. Because I'm wanted. I used to sing this song in art, my senior art class, all the time. Of course, I didn't have Carl playing guitar for me, but. Finicky drummers.
As we look over at Jared, Jared's getting offended at the drummer.
Katie
comments,
said it.
The drummer jokes.
All right. I tell it more than anyone.
a song that takes a very sophisticated look at issues of sex.
All right, like every blues band, we're going to take a break.
Yep, we need it.
We're going to go out and introduce ourselves to the fans.
Ron, just...
All right, we're back.
That was the Orange 17 with a few of their great hits. They're the longest lived Fargo band in the
area.
In the area.
So,
in
they've had a couple of farewell shows, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've changed their name to Computer. What is it?
Control D.
Pussy Machine. That was Pussy Machine. Hey.
This is, snare trouble.
Sorry.
You're listening to Coach and Six.
Is anybody,
where's
the phone in here?
Roger's giving us strange signals with his hands.
So has anybody seen Phil Schneebly?
No, I don't date guys, Roger, sorry.
Has anybody seen your snazzy ad on Yassine?
I would assume somebody has.
I noticed that was your work.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for old time's sake. There's a song by Orange 17 that was the first song I ever heard by you guys that if I knew the name of it, I would ask you.
If I could walk on water?
It had a guitar part going, dun, 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 dun. That's all I know.
Alan, that's awesome.
It is. It's a good tune.
You just described every Orange 17 song.
Probably.
Could you play that one with that guitar part?
You know, the one... What about the drum part that goes... Boo-da, boo-da?
That's a good drum part. So what's the story there, guys?
We're waiting for you to fix your drum.
we're kind of hoping the band starts again.
I thought there was going to be banter.
Banter. Glad he didn't say witty banter.
Yeah. Well... I don't know. I've been trying to think up stuff all day. I've been working on my routine.
I kind of wore myself out making fun of Mothmas last week.
I think I spent all my ammo on that show.
So we'll only say nice things tonight.
I think I was literally really wore out the next day.
Were you?
But that was just because I was a little hungover.
Yeah, you drank quite a bit that night.
Well, I brought a grocery bag full of beer. I drank it all myself, man. Well, if you're willing to chat, we can chat.
Sure.
We could bring Okay.
Bring some more of the band.
We could
in
bring
here?
The Orange 17s in to talk a little bit.
Is that what they're calling themselves now?
The Orange 17s.
Aren't you
the Orange 17?
Isn't it Pussy Machine?
Pussy Machine.
Change their name. All right, there's Carl from Pussy Machine.
Pushy Machine.
Pushy Machine.
Very Pushy Machine.
The cat bulldozer is a Pussy Machine.
Very, very, very pushy.
Hey, whoever drives that thing gets pussy.
Pushy.
So what are we going to ask? Ask the 017.
I don't know.
Ask you questions.
I've been censored.
I think Phil should ask the questions just because of that. Ask what?
We submitted some questions beforehand. Yeah, we only asked
your manager.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't get that.
We weren't given those.
So what's up with all that?
So, like, what are your influences?
When? Like, right now or in general?
say about 97.
What about 94? 97, Slayer. 94, Melvin's Jesus Lizard. 95, did it change in that year?
Ted Nugent.
Right now it would be what? For me, Iron Maiden.
Gregorian Chant.
And Amy Mann.
Gregorian
Amy,
Chant.
Amy Mann.
So you guys tour a lot?
We went to Minneapolis.
Big scene in Sioux Cloud.
Did you, are you going to play any Christmas carols tonight?
Like, no, man.
Deck the Halls?
Probably
I want to hear Deck the Hall, just because I like hearing Carl repeat the word gay over and over again.
I'm going to play Dick the Halls.
Dick the Halls? Is that how you say it?
This show will not stoop that to that level.
We might play Swine Time.
I love that song. That's the best song ever.
What? Swine Time?
That's no good. Shit.
So how many releases do you have out?
Yeah, there's that Barking Dog release.
What's that? Is that that one with that guy with the hair?
What is it? Is the here's an actual question: is the Thick and Proper record actually like available? Can you like?
No.
You've never done anything with that?
Yeah, no. Thick and Proper ain't so thick and proper no more. It's sort of a defunct label now.
We've got Girl Chat in one corner, and we've got...
Why don't we just listen to Donny Osmond chat?
Let's listen to the fans.
If you want to get on Friend Chat now, dial 1-900.
Yeah.
Chat line.
He is a Mormon. So are you guys Mormons? Have you ever...
I don't know. Last week made me feel all happy.
Have you ever had sex with a Mormon?
That's the first Mormons don't have sex unless they're married.
Have you ever shot bullets?
Not the bad one.
Have you ever shot guns at an issue of Yahtzee?
Shot bullets? No, at Unk.
At Unk? Oh.
Yeah.
You know, Unk is online now.
Is it?
Yes. Have you been there? No.
We'd shoot that up, but it'd be too expensive.
It's Unk. www.unkcollective.org.
Yep. Well, they're non-profit.
As long as you don't make money.
Unlike Yahtzee, we make a lot of money. So. Yep.
Well, we've got a
Couch and Six pays us a lot for that ad.
We need.
So, how many snare drums have you been through in this long, long career? No, over. You know, since day one.
You've been nursing this one a while.
The Orange 17 drum tech, Jared Swant, is going to check it out.
He's been demoted.
He's no longer.
If you could
no
only see
longer
this
sound
on TV,
engineer.
There's nothing like
drum
two
deck.
Drummers staring at a snare drum.
I think you hit this side. I don't know. So you guys are tall. You ever play basketball?
Hammerhead could take you guys. Well, they're tall.
You played basketball in school, didn't you?
No.
What, you're tall? Come on.
It's hard to shoot free throws between shooting up heroin. I don't know.
Randy looks like
you guys might
play
beat Hammerhead.
Football. I did.
You?
Yeah.
I met Randy when he was playing football, and he had a radio in his locker.
I was the radio guy.
He was pretty cool, right?
Did you have Helix in the tape deck?
I was scared of him, though.
That would really pump the team up before the game.
He was listening to Chill Tuesday all the time.
Actually, me and John met when I was 11 years old.
Taekwondo.
Yeah, we were in Taekwondo class together.
Like, when I was in
7th
grade.
Got any Taekwondo stories?
I used to
punch people in the solar plexus.
Oh, one time there was this whiny little kid in my class, and I don't know, he's whining to the Master Yun, the 53 black
Mu Yang Yun.
And he made the whole class go outside and do
push-ups
on our knuckles on the concrete.
Did they bleed?
No.
Made you a better
from
player, though, didn't
Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah, you get all zoned out.
Taekwondo. Taekwondo. I haven't drank anything yet. Taekwondo. Kung Fu.
I met Carl when I was walking down this alley, and I heard this whimpering behind a dumpster. And I kind of pulled it away. And there was little Carl. He had a little breadcrumbs he was, like, eating. And I did, dude. You want to be in a band?
You know, a lot of people were sad the day Kurt Cobain killed himself, so I'd understand.
Yeah.
What? Remember when he watched, like, Death of Faces or whatever it was called? Like, that night before he
Faces of Death?
And what's the other one, though? King Death or...
traces of death, yeah. Like the night, and we thought, we said, wow, wouldn't it be weird when we're old and Kurt Cobain's dead? We seriously said that, and the next morning he OD'd in Rome. And, but he didn't die. He died later.
That time.
He died later. It's still weird though. Anyway.
Some person wished a celebrity dead. Some person I know wished, who was it? Not Meatloaf. Sam Kinison wished he would die, and then the next day he died.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that is, but somebody I know. It's an urban legend.
His wife were driving on the road, and it got to the point where they realized they were inevitably going to get into an accident, and she swears up and down that he was yelling, "Oh no, no, God no!" And then just stopped and got home. Oh, okay. Bang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, things that make you go.
You heard that on VH1, didn't you? Or no? Was it? Did they have? No. Wait. Showtime did like a VH1 type special on him that I actually saw.
Under the Woolen Cap.
Well, Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison rocked.
He's the rock and roll comedian. Well, are you going to play us that screwdriver? Orange 17. Oh, God. Well, there's like about 20 people in the room here.
More people in the...
Yeah. It's almost, it's kind of like... it's more like a like an after-bar party where two people are sitting in the middle talking into a microphone.
I kind of feel like you and I should have acoustic guitars and we're at Zambros and everyone's here to watch us.
What are your influences?
Urine influences?
Urine.
Well, I'm not big into the urine thing, but I go when I gotta go. Yeah.
Like
my influences, Spin, Wall Street Journal.
I would say The Economist myself.
Yeah, well, that's a little too light for Yatsin. Yeah.
Wait, what's the URL again for Yatsin?
Yatsin.com. Superasbestos.com. Whatever happened to the Orange17.com website?
We didn't pay for it.
That's kind of what I thought.
But you know what? We will.
He had an Orange17 website.
I was going to buy it and auction it off on eBay.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I thought I would. I don't know. Couldn't afford the $35, though. So.
Who would pay $35?
Maybe next time you tour, you have the people pay you. You could keep your domain name.
$35. That's a lot of money.
If everyone that's listening to this would send $3 to Orange 17, they could get their website back.
How many people are listening?
I don't know.
Nine.
Nine.
They wouldn't even
people.
Have enough at that.
Does that
they
include
only
my
have
cat?
$27.
Hello, London and El Paso.
My cat is listening.
West Virginia.
Scream for me, London!
So, are you guys going to play again?
I think Carl's upset I'm not asking him bad questions.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're not probing.
I'm not.
You're probing.
No.
So, does corduroy pants help you play the rock guitar? Or is it just a clever ruse for how you feel inside?
Skibbity-bop-bop.
Carl is just sitting there, rubbing his chin, scratching his arm.
The band has become bored with us.
I've become bored with us.
They're all leaving. All right.
We're miserable failures.
Well, this is Couch and Six, Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway, Broadway.
Off-Main.
Next week we got to prepare for this.
I've just been informed that this show tonight will be rebroadcast all day Friday and Saturday. Sunday, sorry. So in case you're listening now and missing it, you can tune in again on Friday, I guess.
And I've just been alerted that Conlin's is having a going out of business sale tomorrow. It's going to be a grand blowout.
Very big
balloons
show
for the kids. Hot dog and a Pepsi for only 25 cents.
No deck?
Yeah, no deck and Conlin's.
Cool.
Is Conlin's actually in business anymore? I don't even know.
Not this month, I don't
know. Conlin's, for those of you in London and El Paso, Conlin's is a furniture store in Fargo. Or is it in Fargo or Grand Forks? It's somewhere
Fargo.
In the Fargo.
It's
North
in Fargo.
They're Justin
located in the TJ Maxx
Dart
Plaza.
Dart Records says it's in the TJ Maxx Plaza.
Dart Records, which...
Justin does a lot of shopping at TJ Maxx. Yeah. And I buy a lot of plants at Michael's. Or is that a plant store? Or
no.
I don't know.
I thought they might
store. I thought it was a plant store or something.
They might sell some plastic plants.
Whoa! It just, the name Michael's, like it has a plant.
Okay.
Orange 17 off Broadway, off Main.
It's time to rock and roll.
As soon as we stop talking, they start stop playing.
Back for the attack.
Do.
there. A lot of fine ladies out there tonight.
Yeah. I hear your sensual keystrokes on that internet.
All right.
Yeah.
Apparently the band quit.
All right, we got a contest.
Oh, now what drum is broken?
John's breaking drums again.
Left and right.
Sure.
Oh, yes, I remember the contest now.
Yeah. Based on what you've heard so far by Orange 17, if you don't know them or have never seen them before, it's basically if you're not from Fargo, based on what you've heard by them, what do you think they look like? What do you think the band Orange 17 looks like? The best description that somebody gives us.
Hell, even if they're from Fargo.
Yeah.
What's the best description?
Yeah, the best description. You know,
based on their sound.
Based on their sound. What they've been playing so far.
Where should they send that?
They should, well, one of our email addresses or...
Sure.
Okay.
Who?
Or Or we could info@yachtzine.com. If you write to info@yachtzine.com and put in the subject Orange 17
sucks.
Orange 17 sucks.
Yeah!
And write us a description of write us a description of what you think Orange 17 look like
and why
based on what you've heard tonight. And why they, and why they suck. Phil's added that.
What they look like and why they suck. Not what they suck. Why? That too, yes. Actually, we have some announcements.
And,
Tomorrow, the Mercury Myrie show will be repeated on this very station you're listening to, so you should be able to find it.
That's a good thing, because I didn't listen to that.
I didn't either. Well, they air their programs at horrible times. Thursday, the Techno Bowl 3 will be aired.
The one that had all the damage?
Yes, the one that two broken bowling balls were the result. Friday, this show will be rebroadcast, and Sunday, this show will be rebroadcast.
That's some...
Orange 17 on Sunday, that doesn't seem right.
That equals a lot of S on the computer time.
Yes.
Sitting in front
of a lot
computer.
Of super asbestos.
Sitting in an office chair with headphones on.
Paris.
Playing the streaming audio while you're playing, what's a stupid game to play on your computer?
On the computer?
Solitaire. There we go. Was...
I think, Orange 17 brought their smoke machine. There's like 12 people smoking here.
Yeah!
I think there's only two people not smoking. It's because they're outside urinating.
Well, since Carl was here, why don't we ask
Should we ask
some
Carl
questions?
Some questions?
What do you think you look like based on what you play?
Speak clearly into the microphone.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Carrot Top.
That's at www.carrottop.com. That's actually a website. And it's Carrot Top's website. All right. Phil, your turn.
My turn? Tag, you're it. Radio tag.
That doesn't work. Because I... Yeah, just ask him a question.
What's your favorite Yachtzine article about you?
The Unk one.
The Unk one?
Yeah, I like the Carl Qualley and Chad James buried at sea or locked in a...
That was...
I'd like to have theater equipment stolen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just all in fun. Except the stuff about Chad James. That's 100% true.
How far along
He's an evil, evil curse on Fargo.
How far along are you, the
but me and Chad will be selling these really cool shirts.
Oh, I've got a... I got another what would you look like question. If you could look like... Or if you grew a full beard, which bearded celebrity would you look like?
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison? Okay.
Please speak clearly into the microphone.
They're not even speaking into the microphone.
Kevin Bacon. He was in A Perfect Murder, wasn't he?
A Perfect Murder? I don't know. He was in that... He was in Grizzly Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, Randy would look kind of like Grizzly Adam.
Hey, Wim...
With pre drug bust or post drug bust.
Okay.
Does anyone want to answer for JP?
Cheech.
Cheech didn't have a full beard though. That's a pretty good one.
The power of the internet.
All right.
That's two Mountain Dews of mine that have been ashed in tonight. I drank the first.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh.
Not really.
Kurt just ran away from the microphone.
So you just gave away part of the contest.
So. Oh! Well, an
but
overweight
that,
Kurt.
That's got to, we got to, that's got to be scratched from the...
Overweight and hairy.
Over...
A hairy Kurt?
As hairy as Robin Williams.
All right, Randy. What's
if you were
what's
a
your
tree?
Thought? Oh, yeah, right.
No.
Go ahead.
What's your thoughts on this bartender of the month thing on RageWire? You know, how come you haven't been on there?
Because I'm not a good bartender.
You're not a
good bartender. I'm not a bartender who takes pride in my trade. I just slap the drinks at people, you know.
See, that's what I prefer, is a bartender who just slaps a drink
there
in front of
you.
I don't want people, you know, coming by every 10 minutes asking you how you're doing, what if there's anything
yeah.
else you need, you know? If I want something, I'll go up to the bar and get myself a drink.
I appreciate that.
I like to make the job as easy as possible.
Hey.
Okay, here's another contest. What movie is that Kevin Bacon in? If you know the answer. Okay, we already got a winner. Okay. So, anyway, I like that Kevin Costner movie. Randy.
Okay. I quite enjoyed The Postman.
The Postman? I never saw
that.
I
love that movie.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Damn good.
Yeah.
Everyone heard it sucked, but you should watch it. You should watch it an hour and a half at a time, spread over two nights. That's what I did.
That's about right.
Yeah, you got your M16s and your, you know, Colt 45s and dudes riding horses. That's all it takes to be. Tom Petty. You'll have to excuse us. We're drunk.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, watch your step up.
So anyway, I've been told that we're the bosses tonight.
All right.
But, you know, everybody has to listen to what we say.
Yeah. Gun talk.
And that the listenership goes up whenever we talk about
tits.
Sex.
Or sex.
Tits or sex.
More people listen.
So what can we say about either one of those
Well,
things?
tits.com, I'm sure that's a pretty good website.
I worked on boobs.com.
Hey! Boobs.com?
How did you do that?
Hey, here's an interview.
I sucked and I told him I'd fix it for him, but now it sucks again.
Did they change it after
boobs.
You fixed it?
Yeah, they did. They live in Florida. The owners live in Florida.
Boobs.com.
Is there
any remnants of your previous work
there? What would you find on that site?
Erotic jewelry and boobs.
Erotic jewelry?
Wow.
Like, where would the erotic jewelry be?
To me, Orange 17 is kind of erotic.
Erotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything left over from your design up on there, then? Nothing, huh? They change it. Does it require, like, adult check or any of that? Because, see, I'm not 18 yet.
Hey, when are Mom and Dad getting home? We should probably get this place cleaned up before then.
Yeah, who wants to come tomorrow and help clean?
Yeah.
We're getting very close. Yeah, we've got a lot. The Fargo family band tree. Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah, well, Chad is, like, on everything. Oh, well, it's better than most people have. Most of it's just been us scratching our heads. Kind of like you're doing. Okay.
The Jared Swan
Send it
family.
To Ryan at Yachting. Because if I get it, I just forward it to him.
And info at yachting.com is where you mail your ideas on what Orange 17 look like.
No, I think
and then the winner of that contest will get
I'm on there like 10
a
times.
Yachting t-shirt. Not that there's going to be a winner.
Yeah.
But the winner...
Is there one? Who's got it? Oh. Well, you guys can't even afford a domain name. You're not going to be able to afford processing 35mm film.
There's
also the Andrew Sharon Fargo Rock video. Yeah, what was that called? Fargo Rock?
Fargo Rock.
Yeah.
Fargo Rock.
I'll try to get that from him, too.
We should
yep.
We should stream
old videos of eyeball injection too.
We could do that.
That's probably still playing on.
We'll stream anything.
Like old 91 episodes or something. Speaking of eyeball injection, have you seen Dean Syme lately?
No, does he have a beard?
I don't know. Well, he had a beard for a while.
Huh.
Then he had a like a goatee.
He's doing skate tricks, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Did you ever see it?
Anyway, I think the winner of the Orange 17 What Do They Look Like contest, I think Orange 17 should take on whatever they, what the winning entry, that should be your new look.
Not necessarily the closest, it's the best, you know?
Yeah, the best, not the closest, like the best, you know,
best
based
look.
On what you're playing.
Well,
because
we know that Ryan's already painstakingly looking at old photos and filling it in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need to...
Have you ever consulted anyone about your image?
No.
You guys kind of had some various images going on for a while. You had the face paint when you guys played Bloodlust.
Oh yeah.
And what else?
Mark Arm was like, "What are these guys about?" Yeah. Never mind.
What other things are you guys had the clear like creepy. Like, blank face mask.
Those are still in my van, actually.
You guys have had some masks over the years.
Yeah, we had the full, like, black hood with, like, the black spandex over the face.
That was something my band ripped off a couple
of times.
Phantom
of the Opera masks.
Phantom of the Opera masks.
And assorted wigs.
Halloween shows were always good. I liked your devil costume.
Thanks, man.
And the mime costume.
Yeah, but,
the mime costume was classic.
I always sweat and it always runs in my eyes. And I regret it.
Suffer for rock.
Yeah.
Did you about what era of the Orange 17 history did you first start breaking out costumage, like masks and?
We've always kind of been about gimmicks. I think like our very first show we. Like pop Alka-Seltzer tabs in her mouth and like foamed at the mouth and we've been, you know, blood capsules. It goes way back.
All right.
You know.
So what keeps this band together unlike other Fargo bands that break up a lot and, you know, reform under other names and stuff?
We just don't want to have to go through the trouble of finding other bandmates, I guess. About it. Yeah, why is Orange 17 still together as opposed to...
Did Carl and JP play together when they were in the jolly old England?
What?
Did you do anything?
Do
you like play on the street? Huh? Yeah, when you're living in there? What? Oh, okay. Played at the subway? Did you okay. Did you get anything? Did you play Orange 17 song? Acoustic Orange 17? Streets of London by Anti-Noir League?
We are the league! We are the league!
So what time is it?
11:16. It must be over at 11:30.
I don't know. I think you guys should play a little more because we don't have any like CDs to play like last week. It's easy to sit around and drink,
smoke cigarettes, and
well, you know, we've been told that we're the boss. We get to order you around.
Okay.
No, I don't know. You guys do whatever the hell you want.
Play some music.
You guys ain't doing me any favors.
We'd really like to hear "I Think You're Alone Now" or what is it?
Yeah, I think we're alone now. Play that one. That one's a request.
Play some other Fargo band songs.
A request from somebody who's listening. One of the 9 people who are listening. They're part of this internet party.
Make Terror Drive.
It's a computer community.
Terror drives people crazy.
It's a computer community.
Wrong. This is Orange 17.
Off Broadway, off Main. www.coachin6.com, www.yachtscene.com, www.yachtscene.com/start, www.superasbestos.com.
Come on down.
www.boobs.com.
Erotic jewelry and boobs.
Orange 17 is selling erotic jewelry at the merchandise booth in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Carl is modeling erotic jewelry. He has a very nice Prince Albert that he'll be showing off later tonight. Except for the pussy part. Don't touch the pussy stuff. Oh, Brian. Well, and that was one of Orange 17's more better well-known songs that they just played there. That was Turning... Whoops, nothing. Shut up, Bill. Something must be wrong with the drums. Oh, he's foreign? Well, that. We won't touch that.
Jimmy's in the house. Back.
Thank you.
Yeah, that we are listening to Off Broadway, Off Main, 123.473.789.425. Whatever on your internet dial.
That's my radio voice.
Welcome. We got 417 in the studio tonight.
The wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 417.
So anyway, it's time for a plug, another one. Seeing as how we're the boss.
Jim's here. We'll be plugging stuff left and right with Jim back in.
On April 12th, there's a show with a band called A-Set. It's the day after the Melvins, so it's a recovery show. A-Set starring a guy named Albert Munduno, who is like the boss and overlord of that group. They're coming to Ralph's on April 12th at 10 o'clock. June Panic is opening, as well as Wisconsin Dells, and we're going to play some A-Set and maybe even some June Panic off of his new CD, Horror
three.
Vacui, or whatever the hell.
Play track three.
Track,
I love
yeah,
that.
Three is good.
I love song number three on that CD.
Time. 'Cause you never bring the reason around.
All right. That was the June Panic Gospel Choir. Sounded like I was in church or something. Jesus. I mean, I don't mean the pun there when I say Jesus. I mean, I seriously felt like I was in church.
So, what do you think of tonight's show?
Well, I thought we could have done better.
Yeah, we probably could have done a little better. Yeah,
we will do better.
The band was great, though.
Orange 17 did an excellent job. Of course,
they did a real bang-up job.
They've always...
You guys want to hear the new lo-fi song?
We could hear the new lo-fi song.
Boy, this place is just full of self-promoters.
Now that where's the feedback? That was local genius. Chad James' newest song,
musical prodigy
of his project Lo-Fi. And how do you get that?
Yeah, is that available on CD
sound?
Single? Oh, no one will release that. Try Barking Dog. They'll release anything, I think.
You passed up a Barking Dog CD?
Superasbestos.com passed that one up.
Tell us a story here. No, come on. Come on, you have to tell us a story. There's only like 5 people listening. What about Barking Dog? Come on, we want to dish up some dirt on Barking Dog.
Is there a Super Asbestos versus Barking Dog thing going on here?
Dead Walleye wants to be on Super Asbestos. Not kidding.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. They're nice guys, but
they're not
fight
in a bar over that band.
Yeah. They're not going to be? Well, why not?
Because I'm a prick.
Wait, you think they suck?
No, I love SCP.
Wait, you think
don't
they suck, don't you?
No.
I think I have exclusive rights on being a prick, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then.
Actually, they're really good musicians.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they know how to. Yeah. I'm good at, I was going to say something really witty, but...
I think Jim had a great idea. We should wrap it up.
I think we should wrap it up. Because one thing about last week's show, while it was funny...
Uh-huh.
It
was
lasted
long.
Like 4 hours.
It did.
Last week's show was a marathon. It was hard to listen to the whole thing. Like, you had to kind of stop for a while and then come back.
I think on the rebroadcast, they cut it down. They edited us out, I think.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. They cut the crap. There was like us introducing the show and us saying goodnight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
The decline of rock and roll just walked into the room.
Yeah. Brian Eveslag is the decline of rock and roll.
Brian Eveslag is Fargo's whipping boy. One minute we're calling him the cutest boy in town, the next minute we're cutting him down.
Yeah, well, anyway, this is why America doesn't work. What was why America doesn't work last week? There was a...
And who owes you money this week?
MTV. MTV? You owe Brian Eveslag money?
And send the money to info@yadzine.com.
Okay, speaking of the info@yadzine.com, the contest is still on, even if you're listening to the rebroadcast right now, which... You know, seeing as how there's probably 6 people listening to it right now. Seven.
Those same 7 people will listen to the rebroadcast.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Oh, well, at any rate, the contest is still on.
Did anyone win anything last week?
We got a contest.
Didn't give nothing away. No, boy.
All right. Okay, the question for tonight... I don't even know who the hell Nick Kershaw is.
Who the fuck is Nick Kershaw? Was he in Duran Duran?
Is he some country music artist? Is he the one who sings...
I love Duran Duran. I'm hungry like the wolf.
Okay. Well...
girls on film.
We
we do have a contest already, though.
We already have a contest.
And the contest was, based on what you heard Orange 17 play tonight, what do you think they look like? Oh, well, anyway. What do you think they look out like?
How
the
do
best,
you describe
the
gay?
Person who gives
oh,
the
about
best
5 foot 10,
will not
100
only
pounds.
Get their description printed on Yachtzine.com, and not only that, but Orange 17 will choose that as their look, their future
for when they tour this summer.
For when they tour, and Yachtzine will give you a T-shirt.
They are?
Really?
What, the Fargo go away show?
No, they're playing
oh.
Minneapolis.
Ooh!
Minneapolis. Well, anyway. Anyway, if you win the contest, we'll send you a T-shirt when we finally get them done. you know, which has been a year in the making so far.
We seem to be cutting out here. Phil's transmission is breaking up.
Or maybe if we order those stickers, which, Phil, I'll pay for those stickers.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll order those. I'll pay for the buttons. How's
well,
that?
Okay. You
okay.
Pay for the buttons, I'll pay for the stickers.
And if 20 people pre-order shirts, we'll get them
stickers.
Printed tomorrow.
And, you know, those will be easy to come by. But the T-shirts, we'll put you on the waiting list for a T-shirt when if you win the Orange 17 contest.
You'll get...
Win a rain check.
You get front row tickets to the rock concert on Friday night.
Is there a rock concert on Friday night?
Friday. I don't know.
Front row tickets.
Is Friday night video still on? It is? Wow.
Yeah,
what
they
dropped
the videos.
Oh,
and they
Friday
talk
night?
About movies and stuff like that.
Oh, lifestyle show.
It's pretty... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God bless
Brian Eveslog's favorite show, Friday night.
Do you have friends overnight to stay up and watch it?
Slumber party at Eveslog's.
With your pants off?
Tits! Maybe. Sex! Hey, did the listeners peek up there now?
Tits? Sex? Nobody's paying attention to the listeners.
Orange 17 is my favorite band.
Well, if we told... We told them that
nobody's listening, are they?
If we told anybody that Orange 17 played naked, they would have won the contest. No way. You know, this is basically degenerated to
to last week.
To last week. There's like a bunch of
next week. We're actually going to script out 5 minutes.
It really feels like an after bar party.
It does. It's an after bar party without a bar.
Yeah,
that's what Fargo has become. One big after bar party without going to the bar first.
Well, you know, there's that age-old excuse of, you know, not having anything to do.
Right.
There's nothing to do here, so I guess I just drink. So,
I think we could conceivably just keep talking forever.
We could. We could, and, you know... All these people would listen. The people will listen to what we have.
I'm sure Ryan's still listening.
Yeah, Ryan's checking it out. He's probably emailing us right now.
Yeah.
Ryan and I are going to edit out the music and send a copy of just the two of you talking to both of your parents.
Ow!
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
My parents are deaf. Too many years of listening to that Orange 17 demo tape I gave them.
Did you give them an Orange 17 demo
yep.
tape? Do they lit?
I think my mom's probably seen Orange 17.
My parents have never seen any band I've been involved with. Well, they did come and see Orange 17 once. And my dad told me. He said, it sounds like shit, but it sounds like the shit you listen to.
Ah, that was a compliment then.
Yeah. I guess that was a compliment. Oh, I got great news. For anybody that cares, but I heard that Fits of Depression is back together. Fits of Depression are touring the United States again. I care. I'm like, that's like, you know, if they're back together seriously, which I'm pretty sure they are because Lon miss them in New Orleans. But they're pretty much, by default, the best band in America right now if they're back together.
JJ's got the smoke.
They played with, well, the first time they came, they played with Bikini Kill and Bombshell. The second time they played here...
Bombshell! I just found some Bombshell photos tonight that I'm going to add to the site tomorrow.
The second time they played here, they played with Trans Am, Pathos, 7 O'Clock Sucker.
You know what? We didn't. We've been bad hosts tonight.
We have what... But
we had a member of Bombshell here, and we didn't exploit it. Like last week, anyone that even pretended to be in a band got airtime.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a member of. Oh, I guess not. We've got the Matt. We've got the Matt Trio over here.
Oh, okay.
What's your band? ADD. Oh.
Lead Zeppelin. Well, maybe we should wrap it up here.
Should we wrap it up? I think we should let Carl say something.
Let's let Carl say something and then we'll wrap it up. Come on, Carl. Come on, Carl. Why don't you answer me this?
Everyone that tuned in tonight hoping that...
Riddle me this, Carl. Why are you drinking that Bud Light?
Why aren't you drinking the hard shit? I mean, Bud Light... Some kind of what exists until you mention its name? Is this you're answering questions with riddles? Just answer why you drinking the Bud Light, man.
Yeah, you are you a proctologist?
You don't like the real Bud? You got a pretty tan belly there. You been hanging out in the booth? Suntana? What about tan your buns? Have you ever checked that out? Or sun your buns or whatever?
Isn't there something?
Yeah, you want to... Why don't you let us see your ass? And we'll...
Show us your ass!
We'll let all the listeners know whether or not
This is a second contest. Whoever can write in and tell us what Carl's ass looks like wins something. A date.
A date?
With Carl.
Date with Carl.
We're probably the only people listening.
All right. Well, how about we wrap it up there, Jim?
Let's wrap it up.
Off Broadway, off Main, courtesy of Coachin6.com, SuperAsbestos.com, and Yahtzeen.com.
The last one's the only important
one. Give us some ammo to sell advertisements. The advertisements we never get around to selling. Thank you.
Good night.